The continuing debate over the tip credit rages on. At the State House today, supporters and opponents of the way the new minimum wage law changes how tipped workers are paid filled three overflow hearing rooms and crowded the hallways. Mal Leary has our story.
Last fall, voters approved a citizens' initiative that gradually increases Maine's minimum wage over a period of years. It also requires that restaurants pay a higher minimum wage than they have in the past. The new law did away with the so-called tip credit that allowed restaurants to pay a lower minimum wage for workers who received gratuities. A statewide group calling itself Restaurant Workers of Maine wants to bring back the old system and restore the tip credit. Lisa Sturgeon, who works at a Bangor restaurant, is one of them.
I have volunteered my time to help reinstate the tip credit, like countless others across the state. As you can see, we are the Restaurant Workers of Maine. We are not paid lobbyists.
Sturgeon was among hundreds of workers, mostly from the restaurant industry, who crowded into the hearing rooms set aside for the legislature's Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee. Some in the hallways outside the hearing complained that the committee let lawmakers speak for over 2 hours before a single member of the public got to testify at the public hearing. Sandra Christensen, a server at a Portland restaurant, says she fears that the higher minimum wage system created in the new law will result in a pay cut.
Bad tips do happen, and they have happened for my entire career, but it's funny the frequency in which they are happening now that this bill, the referendum, was passed.
But some servers are happy with the new law and urge lawmakers to resist efforts to bring back the tip credit. Kathy Rondini of Augusta says she's retired and only works part-time. But the $30 a week increase that she saw when the law took effect has been life-changing.
That little extra bit of money each paycheck changes major crises into simple inconveniences.
Rondini says she had volunteered on the campaign last fall that passed the referendum and was glad that she had helped with its passage. Cheryl Bullock of Harpswell also supports the new law. She testified that when she owned a sports bar in Lewiston, she paid the regular minimum wage to her staff, and they still got tips.
And for the record, no one stopped tipping my workers because of their pay. People tip for service, not because of what people are making.
Bullock says the voters supported the change this past fall and that the legislature should not second-guess that decision. Some of those who came to support the referendum were questioned about whether they were paid staff of the Maine People's Alliance, the progressive organization that spearheaded the campaign. Some were. But Joshua Chasson of Portland, who says he's a Bernie Sanders Democrat and considers himself a progressive, blasted the MPA.
The Maine People's Alliance is bullying Democratic legislators and making this a partisan issue. It is not. It is a common sense legislation issue.
Legislation to reinstate the tip credit does have some bipartisan support. The issue dominated the day, even though the panel was scheduled to take up other related measures, including a repeal of automatic increases based on inflation and the creation of a training wage that would be lower than the regular minimum wage. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.